Just to introduce myself very, very quickly, my name is Pier van Rensburg. I'm all the way from Centurion. A little bit about myself. I am doing this business opportunity I'm going to show you part-time because I'm full-time employed with a big IT company in Gauteng. I'm married, I have children, and I just live a usual lifestyle. I saw this opportunity a long time ago, and to be very honest, I was quite skeptical when I saw it the first time for various reasons. But fortunately, I was skeptical with an open mind, and I had a look at this opportunity. I studied the concept, and I really became fanatical about this business. And the reason for that is it changed my life for the better. And I'm not sure why you are sitting here. I'm not sure why you are listening. I'm not sure why you want to look. There must be a reason why you're sitting here. And you're the only person who can answer that question. You see, I had dreams of things I want to do and want to achieve. But as life moved on and my life moved on, it became actually nightmares. I don't know if you're sitting in a situation like that or was in a situation like that. You know, I thought that if I work for a company, they will look after me the rest of my life. And that changed. And all of a sudden, I also realized another thing, that my salary never kept up with inflation. I had the fortunate situation where I got a salary increase this year. I was one of the top performers in the company, and I got a grand 5%. Isn't that fantastic? And that's working 14 to 16 hours a day, sometimes weekends. And some of my colleagues who did 8 hours got 3%. And then you ask yourself, is it worth the while? But that's nothing. You see, I think all of us have a problem where our salary increase, if you work for a boss or you're earning some kind of income, does not keep up with inflation. You know what's happening to Eskom, the amount of the percentage increase that we're going to get in the next 4 to 5 years. You see what happens to your food prices when you go into the shops, your clothing. We're not even talking about the petrol price. And for us in Gauteng, we have a new challenge that is on the horizon. We call it the e-toll roads. Now, the e-toll roads for myself is going to add about 900 to 1,000 rand of expenses to my monthly budget. Do you think my boss will appreciate if I go to him and say, listen, boss, this e-toll thing is coming up. Will you please give me a 1,000 rand raise? Can you imagine that happening at all? So what is happening is that our expenses increase much more than our income increase, and we sit with this gap that we have that we need to fill. And the only way we can fill that gap is with credit cards, overdrafts, loans. And I don't know about you, but we've got a saying in Afrikaans, dit lyk of ons agteruit boer. We are farming backwards. We are trying to catch up, and it just feels like we're not catching up. And what happens in that situation, it happened to me, is all these dreams and aspirations you had just get killed. And you try to survive day after day. Isn't that reality? We're not thinking about living, we're just thinking about surviving. Let's change that. If I come to you today and I say that money and time was not a problem, you have enough of both of that. What would you like to do? What would you like to have? What would you like to see? What would you like to become? Think about that. If money and time was not a problem, what would you like to have, do, see, or become? All of us have dreams. All of us have dreams. And we are looking for people with huge dreams in this business. But I want to go further than that. You see, you can go to any person on the street and you can ask him if he's got a dream, and what will they tell you? Yes, I do have a dream. My question to you is, who has a desire? It's one thing having a dream, but do you have a desire, that burning thing inside of you that you are willing to do anything in your power to get what you want, to achieve what you want? That is a desire. What is your desire? What is your dream? Now I'm going to show you something that might just help you towards that dream of yours. And the concept I'm going to show you is a concept I like to call relationship marketing. Some people call it multi-level marketing. Some people call it network marketing. It doesn't really matter. I like to call it relationship marketing, and you'll understand a little bit later why I call it that. And all that relationship marketing is most of our products we have in our homes get manufactured in a factory. We, the end consumer, buy it eventually from a shop, never from the factory. There's one little problem. As a product moves from the factory to the end consumer, there's a lot of people making money in the process. A lot of people make money as the product moves from the factory to the end consumer. So a concept was born called direct selling, which we all know very, very well. What is direct selling? You have a person who's got his own business. He usually started with next to nothing capital. He buys the product from the factory. He sells to the end consumer, cutting out all the people in the middle. What is great about it, this person can make his own money. The end consumer gets a fantastic product at a very good price. There's one little challenge with direct selling. The first challenge is only 5% of the population like selling. Am I right? I don't know about you, but not a lot of people like selling. That is not a big challenge. It's a bigger challenge. The bigger challenge is if you do direct selling and something happens to you where you can't sell for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, where is your income going to go from? You need to sell every day, every week, every month in order to make money. Out of that concept, relationship marketing was born. A relationship marketing takes all the good of direct selling, the fact that this person can have his own business, this end consumer get a fantastic product at a good price. The difference is, all you need to do is refer the factory to the end consumer. Direct selling is what we call active income. Relationship marketing is what we call passive income. So how does it work? It's actually very, very easy. If this is you, smiley face. This is the best I can do. I'm not an art student, so you have to live with this. This is you. There are five basic steps you need to do in this business to be very successful. The first step you need to do is you need to register. Now, who do you need to register? You see, you need to find a business partner. You need to find a company, a factory that you can associate and work with. And the company we work with is a company called GNLD. We register with GNLD in order to become part of that relationship. We also register with a support company called the Eagle Team. And I will explain a little bit later what that consists of. You pay a registration fee in order to register with these two organizations. The second thing you need to do is, very important, you need to change your shopping habits. Now, we're not asking you to take out more money. You are sitting here because you don't have enough money, am I right? So we're not going to ask you to take out more money, but you have a budget. You have a budget every month that you spend on cleaning products, facial products, maybe some vitamins. Maybe you spend money on shampoos and conditioners and all those things that you need to clean yourself with. I don't know what your budget is. Maybe your budget is 100 rand, maybe a 500 rand, maybe 1,000 rand. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But all we're asking you is to take that budget that you would have used every month and just change your shopping and now buy from GNLD. Now, who's GNLD? Let's just quickly stop there. GNLD is an international company, been around for 55 years in more than 56 countries. They are supported by an organization called the Scientific Advisory Board. This is not the South African Breweries. It's a Scientific Advisory Board. And those are the best scientists in the fields in the world that manufacture, research, and develop our products. Now, I'm talking products, and you might think to yourself, but I just said that we are not going to do direct selling, and now I'm talking products. What is this all about? You see, any business you are involved in are built on one of two things, either a product or a service. You will not have a business that is not built on a product and or a service. And GNLD provides us with products that support our business. What is that products? It's about 100 products. They're spread over 6 ranges. The first is a nutritional range. We all know that nutrition is very, very important to us. Fantastic products. There's World First there. There are patent-righted products. They're products that will change your life. We have skincare products, some of the best products in the world, been tested by laboratories that it will decrease fine lines and wrinkles by 28% in just 28 days. We've got fantastic products that you can clean yourself with. Shampoos and conditioners and body lotions and bath and shower gels. We've got a fantastic diabetes range, also called a weight loss range, that will help people with high blood sugar, but it also assists you with losing weight. And we know what a challenge that is today, all over the world. And then lastly, we've got a herbal range, fantastic products that will help with the well-being of your system. We've got products for the mind that will help children with learning problems. We've got products that will help students. We've got problems that will help old people, all with the brain related. We've got fantastic products for the women, for their special challenges and needs. And then lastly, one of my favorites is we've got the most amazing cleaning products. What makes them amazing? Number one, they are non-toxic. Number two, they're biodegradable. Number three, they're economical. And number four, they will cost you less than any other standard product on the market. Why? Because the middleman is cut out. Just by using your cleaning products, you can save anything from 100 to 250 rand a month. Work that out over a year and see what it gets to. So by changing your shopping habits, you can get all that value. And let's say your budget was 100 points. Now, what is this point system? Because we're in 56 countries, we need to equalize all those countries' currencies. And the only way to do it is to allocate a point value to every product that will be the same, doesn't matter in which country you buy that product. It's just an easy way for us to measure the sizes of businesses. Let's say your budget was 100 points. It can be much more, it can be less, but this is just for illustration purposes. The third thing we need to do, we need to network. Share the opportunity, share the business. And we do that every day of our lives, don't we? Who likes movies? Who likes going to the movies? If you see a good movie, what do? Do you tell your friends? For sure, does Sterkinikor pay you for that? Oh, but we still do it. If you see a good book, you read a good book, you tell your friends about it. If you eat at a nice restaurant, you tell your friends about it. We network every day of our lives, so we tell our friends and our families about a good thing, isn't it? That's all we need to do in this business. You listen to people, they will tell you your needs, you will go to them and say, listen, are you open to look at a way to change your life? And if that happens, you explain the business to them. Now let's say you find two friends, family, that's interested about changing their lives, that's got big dreams like you have, that's got big desire. The fourth step in this business is very important for me. The fourth step is empowerment or training. You need to teach that people now everything you know. So what is the first thing you teach them? You teach them to register. Who do they register with? They register with GNLD and they register with the Eagle Team. In doing that, they get connected to you via a computer system. Step number two. What is the second step you teach them? How to change their shopping habits. So let's say each of these people just order 100 points every month. What is the third step you teach them? You teach them how to network. And let's say you help and assist them to get two more people. So you have two people. Here you have four people. And what you do now is the fourth step. You teach them how to teach. This business is about teachers teaching teachers to teach. That's all it is. It's about duplication, the strength and the power of duplication. So let's say we do that once more. And I'm not going to draw out all the circles. That will give us eight people, and we do it once more, and I'm going to stop there. Don't want to go further than that. 2, 4, 8, and 16, if you sum that, it's a total of 30 people. But here's reality and here's life. Reality is not all your friends and family that you will talk to will be interested in this business for various reasons. Am I right? But what is very interesting is most of your friends and family would like to use your products. For all the reasons we've mentioned, it will make them feel better, give them energy, it will fight disease, they can save money, they can look beautiful, and everything that goes with it. Those friends might become your customers. And that is reality. Even if you don't like selling, it's going to happen to you. And they are going to become your clients. So what you can also do is, and I'm going to write it here, you can also share the products with those people not interested in doing the business. What is fantastic about this is if this happens, these people can only get the products from you. By doing that, you add an additional 20% profit that you put in your pocket. So that's one way of making money. But the strength of this business is in networking, and I want to show you what happens if you network. If you have 30 people and all 30 of these people ordered their 100 points from GNLD, it will give you a total of 3,000 points. Now, GNLD have a sliding scale system that works like this. Depending on where your points are on this sliding scale, it will start at 250 points, it would go up to no limit. GNLD will reimburse you anything from 3% to more than 25%, depending on the size of your total business. 3,000 points, around about there, GNLD will reimburse you about 2,500 rand per month. That can include your 20% profit. Sometimes that is added on top. Now, my question to you is, how many people did you know? You knew 2 people. How many products did you sell? In this example, not a lot. 2,500 rand, will it change your life? Some people, it will change their life. It will put more bread on the table. It will give you some airtime. It will help with transport. It might help with education with your children, more clothes. But if you have huge dreams, huge desires, I'm sure you need more money. Am I right? So how are we going to get more money? Well, it's actually very easy. We get more people. So let's add 3 more people. So now you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. You teach each of those 5 people to get 5 more people. That's 25. Times 5 is 125. Times 5 is 625. It gives you a total of 780 people. How many people did you know? Only 5. Each of those people might order 100 points. That will give you a total of 78,000 points a month, which will give you an income nothing less than 30,000 rand per month. Will that change your life? Definitely it will change your life. This is the concept of relationship marketing. Building an organization that will generate passive income for you by just building relationships with your friends and with your family. Now, 30,000 rand is not the limit in this business. We know of people who's earning much, much more than that. Certainly, they have much, much more people than 780. But this is just an example. You don't need to stop at 2 or 5 people. You don't need to stop here. You can go as far and wide and deep as you want. This is just an example. This is the power of relationship marketing. What do you need to do to be very successful in this business? In order to be successful, number one, you need to make a decision. A yes decision or a no decision. There is not an in-between decision. There is not, I want to think about it decision. It's a yes decision or a no decision. And it doesn't matter what your decision is, we will love you for that decision. Secondly, you need to have guts. G-U-T-S. You need to have a genuine urge to succeed. That's all you need in this business. And thirdly, you need to be qualified to do this business. What is your qualification? Number one, you need to have a dream. But number two, you need to be willing to work. And what is the hardest I've worked this week in this business? What I've done now is the hardest I've worked this whole week in this business. Meeting people, sitting down with them over a cup of coffee, explaining this wonderful opportunity. I don't know why you're sitting here. I don't know what your dream is. I don't know what your desire is. But maybe, just maybe, this is something that might change your life. So I'm going to leave you with 2 questions that you will have to answer yourself. The first question is, what do you have to lose in doing this business? I think that's an easy one to answer. You see, the total registration is 630 rand to join GNLD and the EEL team. What do you have to lose in doing this business? Not the money, because for that registration, you get products, you get literature, you get membership. It's an easy question to answer. Here's the more difficult one. What do you have to lose if you don't do this business? Only you can answer it. Thank you for your time, and I hope you make the right decision.